How many times do you go to town?
Yeah.
Go to town.
Yeah, I hardly get up there about once a month. Hardly ever have to go because I always send by my children, grandchildren. The greens that I need mostly.
So you don't go too much?
Not very much.
You don't go off? You don't go often?
No, just about once a month. Because we do most of our shopping in the center.
That's the shopping center?
Shopping center. We mostly do our shopping there. So we hardly have to go in town for anything special. To the bank or something like that. Post office.
Well, how do you get to town?
Well, taxes. And sometimes my grandson, he have a little time off from school and he'll take me.
What about downtown? Has it changed much since you were growing up?
Oh yes, it's changed very much everywhere. They repaired the fronts and things like that. So many more different stores, you know, clothing, groceries, and restaurants, cafes, things like that.
How do they have your buildings downtown? How's downtown made?
Well, it's just a plain, common little town. College Street run through town.
Well, if you had a building kind of sitting in the corner, kind of opposite another corner, what would you call that?
Sitting opposite the corner. Uh-huh. We just call that a corner.
But what if you had something sitting in your room and it had not turned straight against the wall, but kind of...
Catacombs? That's what we call that. Mm-hmm. You sit kind of catacombs, we call it. That's what we old people call it.
Mm-hmm. Are some of your buildings downtown sitting catacombs?
Well, no, we don't have any catacomb buildings like that. Mm-hmm. They're all sitting face the street.
Did you used to have these vehicles, a little means of transportation? They ran on tracks with this little wire over them. They have rails in the street.
No, we haven't had those streetcars. We haven't had streetcars. We only had buses.
Mm-hmm.
City buses to take us different places. Long years ago, when I was a little kid, they had a dummy. Little train, one coach, an engine and one coach. And when we had to go to Opelika, we did lots of our clothes, shopping for clothes, there in Opelika. And the older people then, because I was a kid, I just can't remember, this little dummy was running.
Mm-hmm.
But finally they cut that out.
Does a train run through here?
Well, now and then, I think about twice a day, but I think they're mostly freight trains.
When a train was running, where did it stop?
Oh, they stopped Chihuahua. They're coming in from Montgomery, they stop at Chihuahua, and then the next stop would be, unless they had a passenger in those little towns, they wouldn't stop, such as Notasulka and Notchkoka. But they'd stop here in Auburn, in Opelika.
Did they have a place in Auburn where the train could stop?
Yes, we had a depot station.
Mm-hmm.